joined by Michael Cox of The Athletic in London to talk about, well, tactical shifts that we've seen through the campaign. To be honest with you, Michael, and there's the one obvious one. It's obviously the forefront of Liverpool supporters' minds at the minute because of the shift of Trent Alexander-Arnold very clearly coming and moving in and playing centre midfield when Liverpool have got the ball and going back to right back when he hasn't. But other sides have done this earlier in the campaign. Arsenal have had Zinchenko on one flank and White on the other. Brighton have had Joel Veltman and Estupiñán and also Pascal Gross at sometimes at right back as well, very clearly cutting in and being part of that, shifting from almost a 3-2-5 in the build-up. And there's Manchester City, who were always at the forefront of these sorts of things. Even Newcastle, you can make an argument, use Trippier really, really high and have Dan Byrne tuck in as the third centre-back. And it's really interesting that in a football sense, you know, you always feel as though you're dealing with something that is new under the sun. But the old idea of one fullback goes wherever he goes and the other one sits, maybe the idea the way in which it's been done or the way in which it's been nailed down is different. But that was, this was the sort of football that you were watching at Arsenal going back into the late 90s that we've seen time immemorial. One fullback goes and one fullback doesn't. What happens from there is a little bit different, but this is a bit of an old thing that's come back, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Some of these things go in cycles, and I mean, what hasn't changed from 10 years ago is that a lot of the time you want three defenders at the back. But what was happening 10 years ago was, and you don't really see that anymore, is a holding midfielder would drop in between the centre-backs.
They'd split them
wide. Yeah, and both full-backs would go on. But of course, that's quite difficult. You know, the speed of transitions now, that's quite difficult for your full-backs to get back in place. And of course, the midfielder has quite an awkward job of then having to step forward into midfield. So that's kind of gone out of the game. I mean, it's one of those things where 10 years ago you were like, this is new, this is cool. But I can't remember seeing any teams do that this year. I mean, Partey doesn't really do it for Arsenal. Rodri doesn't do it anymore for City. So yeah, there's been a shift towards, we're going to have a three, but it's going to be three of the four that were existing. And you're right. I mean, it's, you know, the sexier role is the one going into midfield. But it's the ones who've been solid and stay narrow and stay part of the defence, who I think at times have been the best performers. I mean, Ake, those who watch City every week say he's been pretty much their best player. I think Ben White's actually had a really good season for Arsenal as well. Much better season than when he was a permanent centre-back. So, yeah, there's been...
Been so important for Newcastle.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And like you say, it's a different one because Trippier's kind of... He's overlapping, he's going wide. But, yeah, playing with a three, someone coming inside. And it's a player who, you know, if... Again, 5 years ago, if you were a fullback who couldn't attack, what were you doing at a top club, really? Whereas now there's a role for them to come inside, be solid, and yeah, some of those players having really good seasons.